Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Nun Vav. We are up to the Mishnah on Hema Beit as we continue the discussion of the Niskalin, of those Averis which get Skila. And the point that we just wanted to start with today, that we ended with, was that yesterday, in the middle of the Gemara, twice, we had two lines which pointed in the direction that a katan or a katana that do a Maisa Avera, it is considered a Maisa Avera, there is just a Betur Onshin. That is a suffix of the Achronim. How do you look at such an act? If a 9-year-old does something, and they know they have Das, they have some kind of Das, they don't have Halachic Das totally, but the question is, the fact that they don't get punished, does that mean it's because they didn't do an Avera that demands punishment, or that they did? But the Torah gives them a Betur. So that is a big discussion. Another Gemara that plays a role in this sugya is the Gemara in Baba Kama, in the ninth parak of Sadeh Chesem Abeis, where the Gemara says, talking about one of the Amoraim, the sugya of Garmi, sugya of indirect damage, Havi Uvda, the Kafye Rafram L'Ravashi, there was a story and Rafram forced Ravashi, Va'agvi Bey, and caused him to pay kikshura latzalma, caused him to pay like a board for a picture, but he caused him to pay. What, it's very unclear what exactly is the case. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Rafram forced Ravashi shesaraf shtar chavero biyalduso. He had burned something of his friends when he was a child. So now, pashtus, when he got older, he forced him to pay. Right, which means that, sounds like, according to this Gemara, that when somebody does something when he's a katan, it is a maisa avera, and when he gets older, he has to pay for it. If you look in the Hagos Ashri, there in the eighth parak in Baba Kama, in Ostes, says the Hagos Ashri, katan chayiv l'shalim kishe yagdil, v'chein pirish rashi l'kaman, and he quotes the Rashi, v'chein mashma, other Gemaras. Arguing with the rush there, who seems to say that you're totally pater. So again, Machlokas Rishonim, whether you are chayiv or not. This comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel is in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's the sugya of allowing children to do averis. Do we allow a child to eat treif? Katan ochon nevelos ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if a katan is doing an avera, eating non-kosher, bezdin does not have an obligation to stop them. Avil aviv mitzuvin ligur ba'u lafrisho me'isr da'oraisa. If it's a da'oraisa, then a father should stop them. But ulachilu b'yadayim aser, but to actually give them food, to be machal them, treif, that shouldn't be done, even something that is only aser mi derabanan. V'chein aser lahargilo b'chilol Shabbos, u'b'moed, afilu b'dvarim sheish b'em shvus, and you shouldn't accustom them to violate Shabbos and the like. And then the Rama adds, v'katan shehika es aviv o aver shara averis b'kanuso, a child who does averis when they are a child, right? Even though they don't have to do tshuva, when I was 6 years old, I broke that guy's window. I have to do tshuva this Yom Kippur, right? So no, even though that's not required per se, mikom akom tov lo sheyekabel al atzmo eza davar letshuva ulekapara. Ava bishavar kodem shenasa bar onshin. So Rama says, even though you don't need it, it's a good idea to do it. So what does that mean? Like try to take into account the shittas of the Rishonim and say it is a Maisa Avera, even though it's not really a Maisa Avera. That is the Rama quotes this idea of having to take care of it once they get older. Again, if a child breaks something, does the parent have to pay for it? Halachically. Not legally, what we should do, but if my child is playing ball and they break something of the neighbors, do I have to pay for it? Maker Hadin. Right? So that's part of this issue. Does the child, no, well, when he gets older, I'll pay you for it. Right? Are we allowed to say that? Or, Alts being a nice guy and Derech Eretz and being a mensch, okay, fine, we have to pay for it. But Me'ikr Hadin, that's the question that is discussed here in the Rishonim. Me'ikr Hadin, we seem to paskin not like this Rashi and not like that goes Ashri, meaning putter. The pashas of other Gemaras is that it's putter. Maybe it's a Maisa Veira, but the parent is putter. Just to read you, once it's here, the Mishnah Brura on this Simon that's talking about what do you let children do or not in terms of Averas, the Mishnah Brura here is a very strong Lashon. Upashut de imshama libno ubito aktanim shemidabrim lashon hara. My kids are speaking lashon hara. Mitzvah ligar bahemula hafrisha mizeh. V'chein mi machlokas v'sheker uklalos. ובאבנוסינו הרבים כמה נכשלם בזה. And our great sins, many are nichshal, shem anichim levnei modaber lashon hara, rechilus, lakala. We let our kids say whatever they want. V'nasim mergel bazek kolkach, and they become accustomed to talking like this. So even when they get older, we hear our kids speaking lashon hara about their friends. Ah, oh, they're kids. No, says the bishop, bro, we have to stop them. And they can't stop when they get older because they're so used to talking about it. And then he also talks about bringing them to shul. What do we allow them to do in shul? Yeah, this is a big issues in terms of chinuch habanim. What do we allow and what do we say is not allowed? Okay, but that is part of the issue. One final point in this sugya, and that is a Rambam. The Rambam writes, this is Baba Kama, right, the Rambam writes in Isurei Bia, Gimel Beis, the Rambam writes that a ktana that is mezaneh becomes asur labayla. That's the Rambam Shita. Haba al ktana eshes hagadol. If a ktana, we know a ktana can be married midaraisa. A father accepts kedusha once his daughter is 3 years old. That she's married midaraisa. Let's say somebody is boel her. Says the Rambam im kidsha avia hare ze bechenek v'hi petura miklum. She's petura, but she's not a bas onshin. But v'ne'esra al baila. That's the Rambam shita that is discussed by many. She becomes a sur labaila even though she's a ktana. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram lo yadati. Lomanesra Bailo Yisrael. Shari Amru, Gemara says elsewhere, Pitui Ktana Onesu. The language of the Gemara. That if you seduce a Ktana, you think this is Ratzon, this is not Ratzon. So Pitui Ktana Onesu. So this is the Rambam. So again, some Achronim say, you know what the Rambam source is? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Kiva de Mezida hi? Since it's Mezida, what did our Gemara say? Takalanami Ika. There's really a takal also. It's a ma'is avera. Okay, the Torah is rachmanis that she's not, she doesn't become, she's not put to death. But some suggest that the Rambam's makars is our Gemara, because it says they could do a ma'is avera. How else could you get out of this? How do you answer the Ravid's question? Pitik tana onesu? So, the other answer given is based on the Maharik. The Maharik in a tshuva, in a shorish, as they're called in the Maharik, shorish kuf samach zayin, the question that we discussed a long time ago, and that is, Maharik has a tshuva, what about Omer Mutter? If a woman says, oh, I didn't know you're not allowed to be mezana. I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. I think even if I'm married, I can do whatever I want. What if a woman says that? Is she neseras labayla? She really believes she fell off a desert island, wherever she came from. She didn't think that it was against halacha to be mezana. So you know what the Ma'arik says? She's still asur labayla. Because the mechayev of asur labayla is not the avera. The mechayev is the mered, the rebellion against her husband. And the second that a woman is mezana and is lives with somebody other than her husband, that constitutes a merit against her husband. It says uma'awa bo ma'al. So it doesn't matter whether she thinks it's asur or not. If something is called a merit against her husband, boom, that's it. There's asur labayla. So say the achronim based on this ma'arik. That's the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's not that it's a ma'is avera. Okay, she's not held responsible for a ma'is avera, but it is a ma'is merit against her husband. And if that's true, that's why she's Neseras Labayla. That is the Rambam, and that's where the Maharik continues and goes into to prove that the Isra Labayla is not about a Maisa Veirish. That's where he talks about Esther and Yael and those sugyas. Esther became Neseras Al Mordechai. Kasher Avadati Avadati. What do you mean? She was trying to save Klal Yisrael. Right? So, you see, it's not about an Avera. Because she didn't do an Avera. Says the Maharik, she wouldn't have gotten Ruach HaKodesh if she had done an Avera. Right, a tilbash, right, she wore the tilbash Esther Ma'a, the big day Malchus, and the Chazal say that means Ruach HaKodesh. How could she get Ruach HaKodesh after she did a terrible Avera? It must be she didn't do an Avera, but still, it was still a Maisa Mera that she had to do to save Chal Yisrael. Yes, even if Mordechai gave her permission, it's still objectively called a Maisa Mera. You're right, so other Achronim argue on this. We have the Chacham Shlomo at the end of Avodah Ezra that argue, but that's his Shita. His Shita that it was a Maisa Mera. You can have Maisa
Mered defined then.
Right, how is it defined? The act, if you are married to one husband and you marry a different husband, you're with a different husband, that itself is a Maisa Mered. Okay, now we continue. So that is a little related to a Maisa of a Katan or a Ktana. It comes up elsewhere, as we know, in terms of Kinyonim, could a Katan make a Kinyon, in terms of mitzvos. Could a katan be motzi a gadol and a mitzvah to Rabbanan? Because they're both only obligated to be to Rabbanan. This comes up in various places. Okay, now we continue with the Mishnah. Ha-Megadef. Next one on the list that we had back on Daf Nun, Nun Dal was a continuation, but the original list was on Daf Nun Gimel. Megadef, somebody who curses God. Rechmana Litzlan. Eino chayiv ad sheyifaresh Hashem. A Magadiv is not chayiv daraisa until he explicates and says the name of God. Until he says the Shem Hashem. He can't say a nickname of God. He can't say something that hints to God. He has to, a person who's only Magadiv, if he curses the actual name of God. We'll talk more about this in a minute. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Bechol Yom Donas Eidem Bekinui. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, throughout the Masav Amatan, throughout the give and take of the court case, the witnesses do not say the name over and over again. Reuven cursed so-and-so, cursed Yudke Vavke. You don't repeat that because it's terrible. So they just say Bekinui. They use the Akinui, a nickname of the name of God. We're going to have on this Amud the word Kinui in the Gemara twice, and it's going to mean two different things. Here, the word Kinui means like Rachum. Right, they use or maybe not even Rachum, even less than Rachum. The Mishnah gives an example. Yake Yosi es Yosi. Yosi hits Yosi. As we're going to see in the Gemara, you have to use a double lashon when you curse God. Somebody says, again, we're only saying it to learn, Elokim should hit Elokim. Right, Yudke Vavke should hit Yudke Vavke. That's the language of curse. It's not just, you know, Hashem should be cursed. Right, that's not just the only, it has to be a double lashon. You have to say, God should curse God. So Yake Yosi Yosi, we substitute Yosi for the name of God. Why Yosi? Well, because that's a nice Yasala. What is Yosi? So the Rashi says, number one, it's four letters. So the real name of God has four letters. So that's how that works, number one. Number two, the gematria of Yosi is the gematria of Elohim. Same gematria. I think it's 86, I think we read that yesterday. Same gematria. So that's why we pick the word Yosi. And others try to say it has Yudke Vav in it. So it has three out of four, so it's close. Either way, that's what you do throughout the process. But Nigmar Adib, but right before Bezdin pronounces judgment, Lo Hargin Bekinu, you can't kill based on that, based on the Akinoi. Why? Because the Meiri says, maybe that's actually what the Edom heard. Maybe these witnesses really are out to get this defendant, and that's what they heard, and they knew that Bezdin would go for just the Kinoi. So at the end of the day, right before you pronounce the judgment, you have to say the actual name that was heard. So what happens? Elamotin kaladam lachutz, everybody else, non-essential personnel in the court, are asked to leave. I'm not sure if this means the Talmidim, if this means, I don't know, were there any, like we think about a case today, were there family members allowed in the court? Or not, during the Masav Matan? Like now we have the family section. There's everyone else to leave. Who's everyone else? The stenographers have to be there. The Edom have to be there. The Dayanim have to be there. Chor means the Talmidim. Right? They ask everybody else to go outside. For Sho'alinis, there was no media. Right? Sho'alinis, Agaldo Shemenim. So they asked the older of the greater of the two witnesses. V'omer lo, emor masha shamata. Okay? Beferish. Tell us what you heard. Explicitly, you have to say it. V'hu omer, and he says it. V'hadayanim omdim ha'raglayim, and when the dayanim hear it, they stand up. Right, where do we learn this from? We learn this from Eglon, the king of Moab. The one reason the Chazal say that he was zochet to have Rus as a descendant was because when Ehud ben Gera came to him and said, I have something from God to tell you, he stood up. A very large person, as the Navi describes, very fat, but he was stood up when he heard it. He said, I have something of God to tell you. Ehud lied. And he stood up. So that's the makar. They have to stand up for Davar Shebekdusha. Ameni Heshbe Rabba. We stand up because Eglon Melech Moav stood up. Right? So right when they hear the name, they stand up. Vikarin Veloma Achin. And they tear Kriya. They tear Kriya once they hear it. And Veloma Achin, they do not sew it back up. There are different types of Kriyas. I was at the cult yesterday after more than a month, so. To Kriya, so it's Kriya Veino Veino Vanamacha. There's a heter of Shlomo Zalman. Maybe you don't, whenever you don't say Tachnun, but again, Rova Poskim, don't assume that way. But Kar Veloma Achen, so you tear Kriya, Veloma Achen, and they don't stitch it up. Vahasheni Omer Afani Kamo, Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamo. The second and the third don't have to repeat it explicitly. Because once you say it once, that's all we need. The Sheni and the Shlishi could just say, yeah, I said like him, I heard like him, and if there was a third witness, I heard like him. So again, that is the procedure of what is done. So the name is said only originally. Fine. Tana. So now the Gemara says, Ad she yavarech shame b'shem. As I alluded to a few minutes ago, when we Megadiv has to curse God in the name of God, right? As you use a double lashon of God. Ad she yavarech shame b'shem. Elokim should curse Elokim. So what are the names? What are the names of God? So this is a big sugya. It comes up here, and it comes up as well in Maseches Shavuos. The Rambam writes, how many names of God are there? How many names of God are there? Seven. Shiva Shemos Hain. There are seven names. The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, where he talks about destroying the name of God. If anybody destroys the name of God that Hashem is called, Lokim in HaTorah, Malkus Daraisa. You can't do that to Hashem. What are the names of God? Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Shem HaMeforosh. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, Tzvakos. Those are the seven names of God, says the Rambam. Seven names. Kol HaMochek Afilu Os Achas. Mishiva Shemos Elu, Loka. That's Malchus. Those are the seven names. That's in Yisodi HaTorah, Vav Beis. Then the Rambam goes through. What about prefixes and suffixes? Lo Elokim, Elokeinu. Prefixes and suffixes. That has a separate din. Nitfa L'Shem. Is there a difference between a prefix and a suffix? Again, these are sugyas and Maseches Makos that Beis Hashem called this summer, July and August. July and August is Maseches Makos. Then there's another category of what about kinuyim of Hashem? Not Yosi, that's Stama Kinui. But what about Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim? We also call Hashem by those names. So those have a different status. Those are not Shemos HaMefurashim. Shemefurash is only Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Those are Shemefurashim. Shemos She'enam Nimchakim are these seven names. Those that cannot be erased. And then you have the third category of Rachum, Chanan, and Erech Apayim. Those are the three categories. So the Gemara here says you have to use Shem and Hashemos for the Isser of Megadeth. So the question is, the simplest interpretation, and as we'll see later on in the Gemara, in a Brisa today, the Pashas is there any difference between the name of God that you're using to curse and to be cursed? Let's say you say, Elohim should curse Elohim. So is it the same rules for the Mivarech and the Misbarech? Right? Well, could you say, Rachum should curse Elohim? Is that good enough? Or are the same, Pashas the same rules? The Gemara doesn't make any Chilukim. The Rama makes a Chiluk. The Rambam says the name being cursed is only Yud Kei Vav Kei or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Cursing, Mivarech, so that is, Mivarech is any of the seven names. Any of the seven names. So there's a big discussion how the Rambam gets that and why the Rambam says that. The Shem HaMivarech, says the Rambam, could be, has to be any of the names, She'enam Nimchakim, any of the seven names which I just mentioned, but the Shem HaMisbarech, the one that is cursed, so that has to be one of the two names. So that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ad Shifarish is a Shem HaMiyuchad Shel Arba Shemos, Shu Alav Dalet Nun Yud, V'Yivarech Oso B'Shem Min HaShemos She'enam Nimchakim. Right, so that's the Rambam. You can do the research on that. There's a long Ar Sameach that tries to explain it, but that's in Beis Zion in Hilchas Avodah Zara. That is the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Mino Hani Mili. How do you know this? How do you know that Megadef, cursing God, Rachman al-Islam, is only this double? You say Hashem's name, and you use that to curse Hashem's name. Amr Shmuel Amar Krav, Enokev Shem B'chulu. It says by Megadef. V'enokev Shem, B'nokvo Shem, you must. Right, if you pronounce God's name, and it says it twice, B'nakvo Shem Yumas, that's the Lashon. Mimaidai Nokev Lishta Devruchehu. How do you know this Lashon, this word Nokev means cursing God? Dechsiv, because Bilam. Bilam says, Ma'ekov Lakabokel, Uma'ezom Lazam Hashem. And we know Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. So Ekov, you see, is a Lashon of Klala. Let's continue the Gemara, because then we'll say something on that pasuk. V'yashar Demayach, and the warning, the Asari, is from Elohim lo sekalel, or even Elohim lo sekalel, because it includes judges. V'yema mivrizu, maybe it means, not cursing God, but maybe it means poking a hole in the name of God. Mivriz means to puncture. D'chsiv v'yikov chur bedalso, he cut a hole in the door. V'yashar Demayach, and the warning would be from the following. V'yibatim eshamam lo sasud kein l'ashem elokechem. Right, so that's Vavata Mishmam, right? So why don't you say that? Why don't you say maybe Nokev means puncturing, taking a piece of cloth and poking a hole in God's name? So Be'ina Shem B'Shem V'Leka. No, because poking a hole, you know you have to use two names of God. So how can you poke a hole and have the Metzius that you use two names of God? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ema demonach shtei shemos adad yubazalhu. Maybe it means you put two cloth together and stick a knife in it. That's two names of God. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. You use two names. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Hahu nokev v'chozev v'nokevu. That wouldn't be using one name to make a hole in the other name. That would just be twice, doing the same answer twice, one on top of another. So that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. So weiter, ve'ema d'dachik shema puma t'sakiru bazaba. Maybe I carve the name of God on the point of the knife, and then I stick it into the other name. So that's shame b'shame. Another possibility. Is that good enough? So Gemara says, no. Hahu churfe t'sakinu hu t'kabaza. Still, that's not using the name of God to injure and to destroy the other name. It's really the point of the knife. The point of the knife is doing the damage. Okay, the name of God has to be written on it, but that's not really active. Ema pirushi shmehu. So final possibility. Maybe Noki just means pronouncing the name of God. Doesn't mean cursing it. Maybe just saying it. You don't have to curse it, dichsev, as the pasuk says. Ve'ikach Moshe ve'Aaron es anashim ha'elu, ha'elu she'nikvu b'shemos, beginning of Bamidbar. Moshe Aaron took the people who were nikvu that had names. So you see, nikav just means to pronounce. V'yashar t'mehach es Hashem alokecha tira. You should fear Hashem's name, you shouldn't even say it. So Gemara says, no, two problems with that possibility. Chada de'beina shem b'shem b'leka. One is that, no, you need shem b'shem, pronouncing Hashem's name. You're not using one name of God to go against the other name of God. The ode, havilei asharas asei. The asharas asei lo shema ashara. And also, that ashara would be from an asei. Fear Hashem. That's not good enough of an ashara. An ashara has to be al, hishomer, pen, or lo. One of those four words. Those are the four words for Malchus. You need a negative. You need a lo asei. Pan, Ishamer, Alan, Lo. One of those four words. And this is not good enough. So Hashem Lekecha Tira. That's why it's not good enough. And finally, a last one. V'ba Yisema, Amar Kra, Vayikov, Vayikalel. Maybe the source is because it says that Vayikov, Vayikalel. So you know, Vayikov means Vayikalel. Lameimer, the Nokiv, Klalahu. That teaches me that Nokiv is Klala. V'thilma, Adav, Travayu. Maybe it means both. Maybe Vayikov is something else. And then Vayikalel. Says the Gemara, Lo Salka Daitach. Tuchsev, Hoseyas, a Makalel. Take the Makalel out. V'loksev, Hoseyas, a Nokiv. V'hamakalel. It's interesting, take out the Makalot. That means that's what he did. Shema mina, chadahi, period. Okay, two important points that come up in the sugya that we just read. Number one is an unbelievable gra. Not sure if we mentioned this, I think we mentioned this in the past, but it's a take-home gra. The gra says on the pasuk in Parshas Balak, ma'ekov lo kabakel, ma'ezom lo zom Hashem. How can I curse the Jews that Hashem doesn't want me to curse, and how can I get mad at the Jews, ma'ezom lo zom Hashem? So Rashi, and the pasuk continues, it says, Lo uchal la'avar es pi Hashem elokai la'asos ktana ogdola. That's what the pasuk says. I can't do anything against God to do something small or something big. Ask the grub. Once you can't do something small, of course you can't do something big. What do you mean? You can't do something small or even something big? Of course. So the grub quotes the Medrash. The Medrash on that pasuk says that there were two things Hashem did. There were two, a mashal. Hashem put a chika into his mouth. A chika is a type of way that you catch fish. That you catch the fish by the mouth, and it forces the mouth, it puts so much pressure on the mouth of the fish that it closes it and the tongue sticks out. That's the chika. The Gemara says that's the Metzius. And then the other mashal given is, I'm sorry, that's the opposite. That's going to be the resin. The resin, there's two types of muzzles given as a mashal of what Hashem did to Bilam. One is that he closed his mouth so he can't open it. And the other one, the chika, is that he closed his mouth so such pressure goes against his mouth that the tongue sticks out. That's what Hashem did to Bilam. So what's the mashal? What does that mean? That one, he closed his mouth, and one, he closed his mouth that he forced the tongue out. So says the Gra, we know that the Shem Elokim is Midas Hadin. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Kel is Midas HaRachamim. So Kel, the first two letters of Elohim, is Rachamim. That's on the one hand. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ka, Yud Kei, that is like Elohim. That's Midas HaDin, says the Gra. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim. So says the Gra. The Bilam wanted to use the names of God that were Midas HaDin. Hashem, look at these Jews, what they're doing. So he wanted to say Ka. He wanted to curse ma ekov lo kaba kel ma ezom lo zom Hashem. So ma ekov lo kaba kel. What does that mean? He wanted to say Elokim. Hashem didn't let him. He put a muzzle on his mouth right when he said the first two words, kel. He stopped it, put a muzzle. He couldn't get out of Lokim. He said Kel. Right? Ma echo vakaba kel. Uma ezam ozam. Yudke vavke. Right? He wanted to say ka. He wanted to say yudke, but Hashem didn't let him. He closed his mouth to force the tongue out. He forced it to keep talking. So he had to say yudke vavke. He had to say the longer. So he says, that's what it means. How could I do anything against God? La'asos ktana ogdola. To say something shorter than I wanted to say. Or to say something bigger than I wanted to say. I can't do it. That's the two mishalim and the medrash of the two types of muzzles that Hashem put on Bilam. That's ktana and gdola. And that's meduyik, why these two names of God are used in this pasuk. Ma ekov akaba kel. Ma ezom ozam Hashem. Yudke vavke. Right? That's the grub putting all of it together. Good. Next, the final point also, and then we'll continue, that comes up on this last line that we just read. Azharas hasei lo shma azhara. There's a very important Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Samach Tes. What does it mean? We've had it five times in the past week. What does it mean that the Torah says an onesh, and the Gemara says, fine, the onesh. What about the azhara? You know the person is punished. What about the warning? What do you need the warning for? What do you need the warning for? Why isn't the onesh good enough? So pashtus is because you wouldn't know that it's you have to give warning. It's like a hasra. Would you know it's usur d'oraisa to do if there was just an onesh in the Torah? If the Torah says if you do this, you're going to be chayiv misa, right? Somebody lives with their eishes av, you're chayiv misa. But there's no hasara. Would we know that that's an avera? Pashtus, yes, we would know it's an avera, but we wouldn't be able to kill you because you need warning. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, an amazing thing. Says it in Mitzvah Samach Tes. He says, you know what all these Gemaras mean? If there's just the Onesh, you would have thought there's no Aveira. But it's just something that you have to get if you do it. Just like if you loan somebody money, $100, they have to pay you back. Did they do anything wrong? No. So if you do this act, you got to pay God back and you have to be killed for it. Unbelievable. That's what the Azhara does. In all the case of Onesh Shaman Asar Minayin, we wouldn't have known it was Asur. We would have thought it was just tit for tat. You do this, so this is what you have to give God. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what? You would get killed for it. Why would you think that's mutter? Of course you would think it's an Aveira. And also, our Gemara is against you. Besides Svara. Because why would an Asharas HaSei be good enough? If it's just to tip you off that Hashem doesn't like what you're doing, then even if it's in a form of an Asharas HaSei, it should be strong enough to say that it's an Aveira. So it says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know what the Sefer HaChinuch is talking about. But that's the Sefer HaChinuch. I don't think I ever saw it before, till last night. Samach Tes. Mitzvah Samach Tes. Without the Azhara, I would have thought all the Malkus and Misa in the Torah, it's just that. This is what happens if you do the Avera. But not that if you do the act. But not that it would be an Avera. Only the Azhara comes and tells me that Hashem doesn't like what I'm doing. That's the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Ish matamalomar. What is it? What is the pasuk include by ish? By the megadif, by the mekalel. Matamalomar. Ish. The rabbi says, "Ovdei chachavim shemusharna berchadashev ki Yisrael." That non-Jews, bnei Noach, are also warned. They're also not allowed to curse God, just like bnei Yisrael. They didn't have rogin el b'sayif, and also they're only killed with sayif. Shchamisamor bnei Noach in el b'sayif. All sheva mitzvahs. The punishment is sayif. Vamei hacha nafka, meyasam nafka. 1 minute. You learn Megadif, from this pasuk of Ish, you learn it from the following. Mehazanafka, Hashem, Zuber Chazashem. There's another pasuk which we're going to quote, Beth Hashem on the bottom, and on the next Amud, that there's a different pasuk to teach me that B'nai Noach are obligated, are chayiv in, Ber Chazashem, cursing God. So Amar V'Yisrach Nafka, Lo Nitzrucha Elo L'Rabusa HaKinuyin. It's to include the Kinuyim, that not only is Ber Chazashem, does it include the names of God, but also the Kinuyim. And Rashi says, on the first wide line, this kinui does not mean the same thing as the kinui that we had on the top of the Amud. As I said before, v'lo dama the kinui demasisa, and that's Yosi, that's not a kinui. A kinui is Rachum, Chanun. Those are kinuyim, really substitute names of God. Yosi is less than that. Yosi is just a word that we use because we don't want to say it. Right, so this kinuyim means real kinuyim. V'aliba d'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yisrael Nafka is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says that kiduyim are also included in the yisur. Did Tanya, as the Brisa says, ish ishki kalelo kovan asacheto, a man that curses his God and bears his sin. Matam alo mar v'lo kfar nemar v'nokiv shem Hashem mos yumas. You already know that you can't curse God. Why two psukim? Lafisha nemar v'nokiv shem mos yumas. Yachal lo yechayev el Hashem hamayuchad bilvad. Oh, I might think you're only chayev on the shem hamayuchad, which the Rambam would say are two. Yud kei vav kei, alef dalet nun yud. Shem hamayuchad, minayin l'rabos kol hakinuyim. How do you know to include all kinuyim, which mean at least the other shemos she'enan nimchakim, right? Shakai, Tzvakos, Elokim, all of those, but maybe also all the other kinuyim. Tamalomar, ishki kalel elokav, mikol makom. Div Rabbi Meir. That's the extra pasuk. Rabbi Meir says, two psukim to include even the kinuyim. V'chachamim omrim, no. Al shem hamayuchad b'misa, yel kinuyim b'ashara. Shem hamayuchad gets misa, but the other kinuyim only get an iser. It's an iser daraisa without misa. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael Nafka's answer is, who needs two psukim? Remeyer, who says the kinuyim are included.
Is it Elokim a kinuy in this case or not?
So that's a good question. What does the word kinuy here mean? The Rambam has three categories. He has Shema Meforash, he has Shema She'eino Nimchakim, right, the other five, and then he has other kinuyim. Right, so what is included, where did the other five, just look up in the Rambam. Look up in the Rambam, does the misbarech, according to the Rambam, like we said before, has to be two of the Shema She'eino, two of the Shema Samyuchadim. The Rambam makes a chilek between the Misbarech and the Mivarech, as we said. So,
but before we use Elohim Lo Sekalel as the Azhar, so that would have been...
Right, Elohim Lo Sekalel, so maybe that means in terms of the Mivarech, not the Misbarech, the Rambam would say it. Upliga de Rav Maisha. And Rav Maisha argues on this because Rav Maisha has a different view of the Rabbanon. To Amar Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noach Shavirech has Hashem Bekinuyim L'Rabbanon Chayiv. Rabbi Maisha says, no, according to the Rabbanon, you would be chayiv daraisa, chayiv misa, for the kinuyim. That might be the Rambam Shita, right? You don't have to say always like the earlier. My taima damar krak, a ger ka ezrach, because the pasuk says, by the end of Mekalel, like a ger and like an ezrach, a ger ve'ezrach hu debina benak vo shem, ger and ezrach need shem Hashem, aval ove kochavim, afilu bikinu. You know, ove kochavim even with a kinuy, would be good enough for a benoch according to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Meir, hi Kiger Kazrach my Avale. Rabbi Meir, the first shita, what does he use Kiger Kazrach for? Because he doesn't need that. Ger Bezrach Beskila of Ovikochavim Besayef. Ovikochavim still gets Sayef. Why? Sakadai the Chamina Hovis Rabu is Rabu. I might think once the benoch is included in the Yisr of Birchas Hashem, so I include him even for the Misa that a Jew gets. Kamash Balan, no, he still gets Sayef and not Skila. Two more lines. For Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, leave the Rabbanan. The first view of the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, who say that only kinuyim get as azhara, not misa. Haika ger kezrach my avilei. He uses it for the following. Ger bezrach udibin on shame b'shame. Only a Jew needs the double God usage. Avol ovek ochavim lo bin on shame b'shame. Ish ish lamali. So what do you need the double ash of ish ish? Dibra Torah kalashon b'nei adam. Fine. So sometimes the Gemara, sometimes when the Gemara is stuck at the end and says, I can't find anything to include, ish ish, every man, different Torah, Kalash, B'nai Adam. Fine. Tana Rabbanan.
The Beit Din has jurisdiction over Ovdei Kochavim.
It's a good question. Does Beit Din have jurisdiction over Ovdei Kochavim? So in a time period when we have a Sanhedrin and we have a Malchus based David and we are in control, then even B'nai Noach, well, B'nai Noach can bring Karbanas, B'nai Noach are, right, nowadays, obviously not. But right, B'nai Noach, who's going to judge B'nai Noach? Unless they set up their own court system, as we'll talk about soon. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Sheva mitzvahs is five of B'nai Noach. Sheva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach have seven mitzvahs. Dininu, Berchaz Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arai, Shvichas Damim, Gezel, the Eber Menachai. These seven, why is it in this order? It's because it's based on the drasha of the pasuk that we're going to have B'nai Hashem soon. But how do you remember? Easy way to remember them. The big three, and Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. That's how you remember the Sheva Mitzvahs. Gili Arayis, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Eiver Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. That's it. Sheva Mitzvah, Rei Noach. The big three, and Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. There is a Gemara, Mesachas Chulin, that says there are 30 Mitzvahs, Rei Noach. That's not as famous as a Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Beis, on the bottom. Ula Amar, Elu Shloshim Mitzvos, Shekiblu Aleim, Rei Noach. 30? What do you mean? 7 or 30? So this is what is said by many of the Achronim, that 7 means 7 categories. 7 categories. Avodah Zarah has 10 in it. Ritzicha has a few more in it. Seven, Arayos has 10 included. There are many Arayos. Arayos isn't one Aveira. So that's how 7 to 30 really the same. You just got to do the math. So in that Gemara in Chulin, it quotes on the side a Sefer Asar Ma'amaros. Asar Ma'amaros. So in the, I don't have it, but I saw in the B-Ray Daf here, it quotes it, that it goes through how do you get 7 to 30. Avodah Zarah has included in Avodah Zarah is Ma'onein Mechashev Chover Ovi Yedoni Dorei Shalom Mesim Gili Arayis includes Puravu and then Isser of Mishkav Zachar Kilai Behema we're also violating Shvichas Damim includes other Averis Birchas Hashem includes the Torah that they have to be Osek in for their Sheva Mitzvos. He goes through Gezel includes learning Torah. Right? Because they're not allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga. So, again, it goes through all the mitzvahs, but you work it out. And this is what I mentioned a few days ago, but the Sefer HaChinuch says. The Sefer HaChinuch says, what's my Sefer HaChinuch? The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Tav Tes Zayin. Va'al tit'e b'ni bazeh. Hacheshbin shal sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach hayadua v'amuzkar. Ki be'emes sh'osan sheva hein ke'ein klolos. They're categories. Avol yesh bahen pratim harbe. Kamo shata motzei. Sheisr arayis. Nechshav lehen derech klal mitzvah achas. Veish bahen pratim. Isr aim. Isr achas ben aim. Isr aishas ish. Etc. Avol b'Yisrael ain't right. So it's all considered one mitzvah for them. But out of our 613, they're more than seven. So from their point of view, that's seven. But from our point of view, they have 30 of ours. Avol b'Yisrael, but Hashem was mezaka us in many mitzvahs. That's why he made it 30 for us. Because he wanted to give us a mitzvah for each and every one. So those are the seven. Vayter, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Aval Adam Menachai, not only Aver Menachai, but also Adam Menachai. Rabbi Chitka Omer, Aval Asirus. Very important halacha. If this is the case, if Sirus is included, then forget Jews being veterinarians, Goyim can't be veterinarians. Right, because basically that's what a majority of the time. So a lot of some of the heterum of neutering dogs, of being Masari's dogs, is letting the guy do it. Some other type of need, but according to Rabbi Chidka shouldn't only be famous for a fourth Su'udah on Shabbos. Right, Su'udah Rabbi Chidka. Right here also, Rabbi Chidka says Sirus is also one of the Sheva mitzvahs. Oh, that's a good question, right? Does that include animals? Sirus. But if it's, right, if you're comparing it to, the Jews. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afala Kishuf, also included. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Ha'amur, Baparshas Kishuf, and Noach Musar Olaf. Not only Kishuf, but everything said along with Kishuf in the Torah, they're Asarin. As follows. Le'imasi V'chav, Ma'avir, B'no, Bito, Ba'esh, Kosim, Ksamim, Ma'onin, Menachish, Machashev, all the different types of, Avodah Zara type of, and magic type of Averis, which the Gemara will talk about, Baruch Hashem, v'chover chover, v'sholov v'yadoni, v'dorei shalom eisim, v'chulu. B'glal ha-toyevos ha'ela, Hashem alakecha morosh ha'sam yipanecha. All those are included according to Rebbe Yossi. V'lo on ha-shalom kin hizer. And if there's a punishment here, it must be there's an Azara elsewhere. Rebbe Elazar omer, afala kilayim. Even kilayim. Shatnez. Which types of kilayim? We know there are five types of kilayim. Right? There's kilay begadim. What we call shatnez, kilai zraim, the plants, kilai akerem, with a vineyard, and then two types of kilai behema, cross working and cross breeding. Right? Those are the five types of kilayim. So, here, Rebbe Elazar says, not all of them, some of them. The ain mutar, but ain't off lubosh kilayim. Okay, non-Jews can wear kilayim, they can wear shatnez. The luzroa kilayim and plant kilayim. Vein asurin ella bahar ba'as behema, they just can't cross breed animals, u bahar kava se'ilon. And cross graft. They can't graft trees together. Ganan. Right? They can't, ubar kavas ilon. They can't be markiv ilanos one to the other. Okay? Period. That's all the brisa. So now we say, Minoni Mili, what's the source? Where do you see the Sheva Mitzvahs in the Torah? On Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kras. Rabbi Yochanan says, you learn it out from a pasuk in Bereishis. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Elo Adam Leimor Bikoli Tzagana Kol Tochel. That pasuk, alluded to the Sheva Mitzvahs. Here we go. Vayitzav Elu Adinim. Vayitzav means the dinim. V'cheinu omer, ki yedatev l'man asher yitzav ez banav ez beso, the continuation of the pasuk, lasos stakol mishpat. Hashem, subrechaz Hashem. V'cheinu omer, benokiv shem Hashem os yumas. Elokim, zu avodes kochavim. V'cheinu omer, lo yelach alohim achirim. Al ha'adam, zu shvichaz damim. V'cheinu omer, shovech dam ha'adam v'chulu. Leimar zugili arayis. V'cheinu omer, leimar ha'hein yishalach ish ezishto, v'holcha meitov ha'isal ishacher. Right, so you see all of these words, every word is alluding to another one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Mikol eitz hagan v'lo gezel. You can eat from these trees, but not from others that don't belong to you. That's gezel, that's stealing. Achol tochel v'lo eiver menachai. And not eiver menachai. If you think about it, we call it the Sheva Mitzvos of Bnei Noach. Noach gets the credit. But really, Adam got six. Adam got six of these. Noach got eiver menachai. Why? Because Noach was able to eat animals. The first six will give it, this pasuk is by Adam. Ala Adam. So Eiver Menachai was Al Shema Asid. But because Adam couldn't eat animals at all. Right? Only Noach got the extra one. That is interesting why. Also, it's fascinating. The Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says, or David Abu Draham, right, in the Sefer on Siddur, why don't we say Bore by things we make Shahakol on? Bore, my name is Onos. Bore Pri Adama. Bore Pri Eitz. Why don't we say Shahakol Nebidvaro? Why don't we say something with Bore, like all the others? Right, on on a drink. Bore Mine Mashke. Right, or on meat. Bore Mine Basar. Why don't we say that? Says the Abu Draham, because included in this category are animals, meat, and they weren't Nivra to be eaten. They weren't Nivra. Originally, they weren't supposed to be eaten. Right, if the whole world weren't destroyed, it would only be the plants. So you can't say Bore. You have to say Shahakol Ne'abidvaro. You can't say Bore for the bracha. Abu Draham on page Shin Lamed in the Abu Draham. She'ikr b'riyasam lo lakach hoysa. V'ray l'davar adam arishon shalohuta lo basar l'achila. That's the Abu Draham. Quoting Rav Asher Milunel on page Shin Lamed in the Abu Draham. But that is that's the reason why next time we say a Shahakol, we have to think about that it's different than the other brachas. Good. Vayter. Ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak tani ifcha. Rabbi Yitzchak switches two of them. Vayitzav zu avodas kochavim elokim zudinim. Vayitzav zu avodas zaren elokim zudinim. Bishlam elokim zudinim. I understand how elokim can be dinim dechsev v'negar balabayis elho elohim. We have that lashon by mishpatim. Ela vayitzav zu avodas zara my mashma. How do you have by vayitzav by avodas zara? So machlokas. Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Chad amar soru maher min aderach asher tzivi sim. So you see that over there by the Egel. Asulahem v'chulu. V'chad amar ashuk Ephraim ratzutz mishpat ki ho'il halach acharei tzav. Right? They went after their tzav, their command, they went and did avodah zarah. So two different psukim that the lashon of tzav could be avodah zarah. So my benayu, my nafkamina, between these two psukim, ikabinayu akam sha'asa avodah zarah v'lo shtach v'la. What if a guy just made an avodah zarah but did not serve it? So, Laman to Amar, Asu, according to the one who uses the first pasuk of Asu, right by the Egel, Mishas Asiyah Machayev. So it's Mishas Asiyah, because the language uses created. Laman to Amar, Ki Hoel Halach, by the second pasuk, Ata Azal Basro Palachla. It's only after he serves it and goes. Good. Amar Rava, Vaiter, Umika Laman to Amar, Akum Sha'asa Vodazar Veloshtachva Lachayev. Does anybody say that if an Akum just makes an Vodazar, he's going to be Chayev? Misa for that? But Tanya, the Brisa says, "Ba'akum baya non-Jew, dvarim shebezdin sheisom amisan alehen ben Noach muzar alehen. Anything that a Jew will be killed for, a ben Noach is also muzar on. Ain bezdin sheisom amisan alehen. If a bezdin sheisrael would not kill for it, ain ben Noach muzar alehen. Ben Noach is not included. Lemutemai, what is being excluded there? What's a case that a Jew would not be killed, and therefore a goy is not musar? My lav lemute akav jasav adazar v'lo shtach v'lo. Isn't that the case? Because a bezin shei yisrael would not kill for that. So isn't that a case that a goy would not be musar in? Where is it? No. Amar af papa lo lemute gifu finishach. Maybe it's hugging and kissing an idol. That's what it's talking about. That's what a bezin shei yisrael would not kill for. So where it says 1 minute gifu finishach to my. What kind of avodah zara are we talking about? Ilema kedarka, if we're talking about an avodah zara, that the normal way of serving it is by hugging and kissing it, so then barktalahu, then a Jew would be chayav misa. Whatever the normal way is, we're going to have later on, right? Some avodah zaras you throw rocks at. So you throw a rock at that avodah zara and have a mind to serve it, you're chayav misa. Some avodah zaras you go to the bathroom at. Right? So if you do that avodah, you're chayav misa. So any of derech that they do it. So it's derech, so hugging a kiss. Like it should be chaimisa. Elamut. Shaloka darka. So it must be shaloka darka. Fine. Period. Next piece. Dinim b'nei noach ifkid. Are b'nei noach really commanded in dinim in setting up courts? The hatanya. But doesn't the b'risa say? Eser mitzvos distava yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvos that we received in Mara. Sheva shekiblu aleihem b'nei noach. 7 were reiterated, but they already had from b'nei noach. And hosifu aleihem dinin v'shabbos v'kibud aveim. These three were added on. So you see, dinim was added. It wasn't one of the original 7. Right? So how can you say dinim dechsiv? Sham sam lo choku mishpat. Shabbos v'kibud aveim dechsiv asher kasher tzivcha Hashem alokecha. Like Hashem already commanded you. V'yam Rav Yehuda kasher tzivcha b'mara. So how can you say dinim is one of the original 7? You see from here that dinim was added on. So Gemara answers, no. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua. Lo nitzrucha elo le'eda ve'edim v'hasra. Details of the courts were added on. You're right, they had dinim. But the idea that you need 2 witnesses, and that you need a court, and you have to give warning, that was added on. So where it says, Ihachi, my vosifu alehem dinim. But it says they added on dinim, not the same halachis, but new details about them. It says added dinim. It's El Amarava, okay. Lo nitzrael dine knasas. They added on dine knasas. That's what they added on for the Jews. Again, the Gemara says, Akati, vosifu bidinim mibayilei. It should say they added on within the system, they added on some new laws. So El Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Lo Nitzrucha Elo, what did they add on? Lo Hoshev Bezim B'chol Plachu, Plachu B'chol Yer V'ir. That detail they added on, that they have to have a court in every city. You have to have a court in every little village, in every little city, all the little Bati Dinim of Chav Gimel, that's what was added on. So, the Gemara again says, V'habadei Noach lo ifkid, but they Noach don't have to do this. V'yatanya, k'shem shenistabu Yisrael lohoshev bati dinim b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol yir v'ir. Just like Jews have that responsibility, kach nistabu b'nei Noach lohoshev bati dinim b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol yir v'ir. So it's still stuck. We're still stuck. What was it sounds like dinim was one of the Sheva mitzvahs, but what do you mean? The Brisa says that dinim was added on in Mara. So it wasn't one of the original 7 mitzvahs. So how do we answer?
7 mitzvahs can't be for Goyim and not for Jews.
The Sheva mitzvahs, but it says that the Jews, at that point, they got 3 more. And one of them was dinim. So the original 7, they were B'nai Noach then, still, let's say. Right? They didn't get the Torah yet. They didn't get the Torah yet. Right? So, Ella Amarava, Haitana Tadadei Menashehu. So it must be that that price is going according to B'nai Menashe, Demafik Dach, V'ayil Sach. That he takes out too. He takes dinim out. He takes out dinim and Berchaz Hashem. That's mafik dach. That takes out the dinim and Berchaz Hashem. And he puts in sach. He puts in sirus and kilayim. That's that manda amar. V'ayil sach, the tana, the bein menashe. Sheva mitzvah, the stava b'nei noach. Avod azar, gilei reish, v'chaz damim, gezel, v'ever menachai. Sirus, v'kilayim. Right, so he puts those in. So he has different of the sheva mitzvahs. 2 more points and then we'll stop. Famous machlokas, which we mentioned already a number of times, and that is machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabban. What does the mitzvah of dinim mean? What does dinim mean? The mitzvah of dinim. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah for B'nai Noach to set up courts to judge the other sheish mitzvos. That's what dinim is according to the Rambam. Setting up courts to judge the other 6. That's what the Rambam says, and that's why the Rambam says Shechem was chayev misa. Because the whole city, because Chamor and Shechem, they violated Arayus, they violated Gezel, they stole this girl, and everybody else didn't judge them. Throw a Chayav Misa. They all violated Dinim. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalim. That's what he says. The Ramban quotes this Rambam in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Ramban says, that's Dinim? To set up the court to judge the other 6? Come on! There's much more than that. The Ramban says, no, it's to set up a court system to keep a society going. That's what it means. To judge Gezel and Ona'ah and Ribbit. To judge and make sure that there's a society is run properly. That's what dinim is. Not this limited case of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, there in Vayishlach. Where are we? Shemanu l'bnei Noach b'Sheva Mitzvah shalahem. It's not just to judge those 6. Ella, tiva osam, bezine geneva, vona, va oshek, schachir, shomrim, onis, avos nezikin, chovo bechavero. All the cases that help keep society viable and going. That's what it includes. To set up courts to make sure society runs properly. So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabban, yeah?
The Rambam is not excluding.
according to the Rambam, if they don't judge cases of Hezek, so they're not violating Dinim. The Rambam has a very limited approach to what Dinim is, but the Ramban is much more expansive. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Ben Hashem, look in the Maariv Chayis here. We didn't get to it. Look in the Maariv Chayis here in our Gemara. He has an important Ha'ara. And there's also a Kuzari that talks about Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam. If you want to look it up, in Chela Gimel Simin Ayin Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and Hashem will continue.